already a law that bans insurers from denying coverage to or asking for higher premiums from someone who owns a gun. The Office of Insurance Regulation is responsible for enforcing those laws, but Fort Walton Beach Republican Representative Matt Gates says that's not enough. His bill allows gun owners to bring their grievances to court, and he says he's aware of a couple of cases where it might have applied. But Coconut Creek Democratic Representative Jim Waldman wondered why the bill was needed, because analysis done by the committee's legislative staff found very few such cases, a contrast to Gates's position.
The fact is that the OIR only has one instance that's ever been brought to their attention. So we can talk all we want anecdotally about what discrimination there is, but we don't have any evidence of it.
But Gates countered by noting cases were still popping up.
It would be a difficult thing to do to explain to Richard Page that there's not a need for the bill. He was canceled as recently as January 15th, 2014, and that's an additional circumstance that's not noted in the staff analysis. So I think we have to acknowledge that just maybe, there are things happening in Florida that we haven't entirely included in every staff analysis and every bill.
And the National Rifle Association's Marion Hammer took the argument a step further, citing a Jacksonville case.
The local agent encouraged an insurer to get a separate rider so that his firearms would be covered. And after purchasing that rider, the home company sent him a letter that said, upon the normal review of our policies, we find that you own firearms and have canceled your policy. So there is discrimination. There is a need. And how many people have to be discriminated against before you take action to stop it?
The bill passed the House Civil Justice Subcommittee 8-2, with two of the three Democrats present opposed to the bill. Like its Senate companion, it has one more stop before a floor vote. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.